Yes, Simply Red and Something Got Me Started here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 15th of May, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good to have you along, folks. 087-188-0008, as always, if you want to give us a shout. As always, I'm sitting here in my little box, live in Dublin, while meantime, where are you, Mr. PJ?
Ah, you thought you got rid of me, you smelly badger.
Well, it's live from Cork.
I'm live in Cork, yeah. I'm in Cork talking a load of nonsense. It's great stuff. You literally can't get rid of me no matter what you try and do.
Now,
I love it.
Earlier on, we were doing a little test to make sure that we could link up with PJ in Cork this morning, and he gave us some information that, to be honest with you, we could have really done without. What are you doing?
What are you talking about? Everything everybody should know. I'm in my nude, lying in the bed, talking to Jim McCabe. I think that puts him at ease. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
It settles you down a bit when you know that I'm stretched out and straight out.
You could have just...
Of course I did.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. By the way, I have a little tune for you, by the way, just for your benefit. Here you go.
On the banks of my own
I expect you to be singing that through the course of the morning.
Oh yeah. On the bed, me nude, it's just me. lovely old day.
So what's the story then? I know. So the reason you're down there, I suppose, which just remind people, although I'm sure they'll know instantly, is that you've got rehearsals today for the start of the new series of The Young Offenders, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yes, that's today. I met Jennifer last night, who plays my daughter in it, and that's about it. And everybody seems to know a lot more about what's happening except for me, so I don't really know anything at the moment.
So it's a bit like this show.
Well, yeah, a little bit like that show, but you know what I mean? I don't have to know anything. I've got, you know, Grandmammy Mike and Granddaddy Jimmy to carry me through.
Oh my God. So, like, what time are you planning on surfacing at and actually getting up and getting, you know, starting your day?
I'm getting collected at 8 o'clock to go off to a magic place where they make things. And then, so until then, I suppose, I tend to that.
So you're getting collected, they're sending a car for you.
They are, yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's, of course, after you've had your big Montanotti breakfast and everything, is it?
Well, I don't know. Well, you're ruining that now, aren't you? Talking to me with your big head. When I could be down there stuffing my face.
Oh, well, that's just lovely, that is. That's just lovely.
Yeah.
Right, well, you can take a moment there. Put some blooming clothes on or something, will you?
I certainly will not. I'm going to call you back from the Jacks the next time.
Right, we're going to do the birthdays very shortly, right?
Yeah, oh God, if I win the day offline in the hotel, Jim, I swear you'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, I tell you something. Just whatever you do, don't take any photographs, okay? Just let's leave it at radio, all right?
Oh, good idea. Selfie by the window, on the way.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 15th of May, 14 minutes past 6. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. PJ live from Cork this morning. Are you back with us, dude?
I am, I'm here.
Good, good. And by the way, just to let you know, Margaret, who is in Fermoy in Cork, not a million miles away from you, has said that she's literally trying to wash her eyes as we speak because of that image that you gave out of yourself lying there nude in a hotel bedroom in Montanotti.
Steady on, Margaret. It's not... I mean, washing the nice images out of your mind, you shouldn't have to. You know, feel free to enjoy it when I give it to you like that.
Also, Dan in Cork, I don't know which bit of Cork he's in or where, how close he might be to you, but he's a bit concerned that without myself and Mike there to look after you, you may not be able to dress yourself.
Dear God, I tell you something, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I'm really getting slated lately. I think I'm going to have to start standing up for myself. Yeah, I'm going to do
I'm
going to do a YouTube demonstration.
Just when you do stand up for yourself, just do it with some clothes on, will you?
Well, now I tell you something. You're all going to see a YouTube demonstration of me tying my shoes today. Now, how about that?
Right, are you ready to do some birthdays then?
Let's do it, yeah.
Right, okay, here we go. One of your heroes. Have a listen to this.
To all my ex-teammates, apart from Gaz. Roy, I will miss you a lot. And of course, I love this game! I know people couldn't wait for that moment, including myself. Yeah. And it's really cold here, that's why I put my jacket on. I keep saying close the fridge, even some penguin was running behind us. So please, ITV, next time, make some sunshine. I want to feel like Copacabana.
There you go, the one and only.
Patrice Evra.
He's the man.
Yeah, he's a great bit of crack, isn't he? You'd miss him. You'd miss him now, seeing as though everybody else is crapping in a cranky mood since he left, didn't you? Like, to be honest, it all went downhill drastically when he left.
Yeah, he was a very passionate sort, wasn't he? He was like, he talk about wearing it on your sleeve.
Oh, jeepers, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great crack. And see the way, I love when he gets in trouble and he just refuses to apologise. Yeah, in this world, you got to love that, don't you?
Is that because you feel like a kindred spirit? Why would I apologise? Sure, ask Jim to write a letter there, it'll be grand.
Actually, that's a good point. I wonder who his Jim is. He's bound to have one.
Somebody who writes all his apologies for him.
Well, some adult that takes over when things all go drastically wrong. Do you know what I mean? He's bound to have one.
Oh, my God.
Right, so what age is he? God, I was going to say he's not too far off me, but I'm getting so flipping old, so he's definitely a bit younger than I am.
Yeah, and to be retired. He's not that long retired, because after Juventus, he had that spell at Monaco where he had a bit of an Eric Cantona moment, didn't he, and kicked a fan or something for...
Yeah, yeah, but in fairness, he deserved it. Yeah. I'd say, is it... Would he be 39?
Oh, not a bad effort at all. 38.
Ah, fart. Right, okay, yeah. I'd say something to get the mojo back now with the birthdays a bit.
I tell you, good stuff. Right, okay, stick with the sport. Sir Andy Murray is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, he's the boring fella from Scotland, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That plays racquetball.
That's the man, yeah. You can imagine how he's going to be celebrating his birthday. I'm so over the moon to be celebrating my birthday today. It's a very big birthday for me, and I'm so very happy.
I'm going to smoke an off cigar that went off about 6 months ago to celebrate. And I'm going to drink some sour milk. It's going to be amazing. And I'm really looking forward to not enjoying it.
That's the one invite, party invite for somebody famous you really wouldn't want to get. I mean, it's going to be the party of the year, I'd say. I'd say it'll be the party of the year, I'd imagine.
I'm just hoping it's as equally disappointing for everybody involved as it is for me. You know? I don't think he'd be thinking, is it? His surprise party is, that surprise is, everybody's having a terrible time. he hopes everybody's miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, joke's on you. I don't even like birthdays.
Right, so how old is he then? The old party animal that is Andy Murray.
Go on, Andy Murray, your head case. He's getting that. Is he 41?
He's only 32, dude.
He is not, is he?
I know, yeah.
Oh, jeez, the moanings put years on him.
Yeah, when you bring that much misery on yourself.
Oh, my God, is he really only that age?
Yeah.
God.
And you can imagine...
God, he feels like he's been around forever.
I know, but you can imagine him being outraged with you. I can't tell you how livid I am that you thought I was that much older. You can tell by my voice that I'm so very, very angry.
He's actually the only person in the world who'd be delighted you thought he was 10 years older than he is.
He's like, I'm so happy you said that. I've been trying to look old and cranky for so long. It's about time it was appreciated.
Right, yeah, he's only 32. Well, according to this, he's only 32. Right, okay. Leave the sport behind. Let's go on to the musicians. And this bloke, I know for a fact that you know, because you've met him, you told me you met him, Tommy Fleming.
Oh yeah, Tommy Fleming, yeah, God, I was going on tour once and he was on tour at the same time and we kept ending up at the same venues. So everywhere I went there was a Tommy Fleming poster looking at me in the dressing room, which kind of freaked me out after a while now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, because we know your feelings on the subject of people with red hair, don't we?
Oh, does he? I didn't even know he was a ginger, isn't that right? He must have disguised it in the poster I saw. Yeah. Is he not going? But isn't he going around doing a bit of a Danny O'Donnell? Isn't he a bit of a like, and Jesus is in the wardrobe, making sure that your clothes are ready? Isn't he one of them? And if you put on your shoes, you walk to mass. Oh, I tell you, good mass is class. Isn't he like that?
He is a bit like that. And by the way, I hope somebody has a song called Jesus is in the wardrobe, getting your clothes ready. That's the best image I've had in ages. Wow, yeah. Don't mind me.
Have you got a lend of a pen, Jesus? I want to sign over my soul. He's into all that.
And he does it. I think he does concerts in churches and stuff. Mind you, I mean, that's nothing unusual. I mean, even you've done a gig in a church.
That's true, yeah. Now, it was a desperate gig and I will never be invited back, but it did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, the holy water was in the fountain when I was doing my gig.
Oh, yeah. Right, so Tommy Fleming with Jesus in the Wardrobe.
Okay, Jesus in the Wardrobe says, Tommy's 51.
He's
51.
He's 48.
Oh, jeepers, right. Well, it's hard to know.
It is. I mean, we're not sure which life that is for him. Right, and then last one for you is Mike Oldfield.
Mike Legend. Oldfield, yeah. Oh, he's the exact opposite of Tommy Fleming. He's the Mr. Devil music man.
That's right, Tubular Bells from The Exorcist and all that. Is it The Exorcist?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It is The Exorcist, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah, yeah. The one with your woman's head spinning around and around and all.
By
and
the way,
she's not saying Jesus in the Wardrobe.
Because I can't keep my eyes on you because you're not sitting here opposite me. I hope you're not Googling. Actually, no, if you were Googling anything, it would be the worst Googling ever because you've got all three wrong so far.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Yeah, yeah. What a Google.
That'd be amazing.
Fairness, why the hell didn't I? What a time to win the day off. And I'm only after thinking of it now.
That would be amazing if you had been Googling down there and still gotten them wrong.
Hold on a minute, I'm just going to open the wardrobe here and give out to Jesus for not telling me the answers on Google. He could have at least told me to use the internet.
Anyway,
oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, so Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells and all that stuff.
Oh, he's getting on a bit. I'm going to take a stab at him that he's like 69.
Not bad, 66.
Ah, well, okay. Well, there you go. Google's broken.
Worst internet ever.
Worst internet ever. It gives you an answer. It's just the wrong one.
Right, go on then. Have you put any clothes on yet?
I have not. I haven't made a coffee yet. I'm hardly going to put my clothes on before I make a coffee.
People around the country are trying to get up and have their breakfast and get going. They can't be expected to have food if they know you're wandering around in the nude in Cork somewhere.
Well, I'm not only just wandering around in the nude, I'm wiggling around holding an empty coffee pot, but it'll sort it out now in a second. Do you want one, Jim?
No, you're grand, dude, you're grand.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't really work.
Talk to you in a minute.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara, 6:34. How are you? Welcome home.
Thank you.
Well, how was it?
Oh, it was glorious.
Wow.
Absolutely
glorious. To be honest with you, it was pretty darn good while you were away here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean, obviously, it wasn't good just because you were away.
Were you lying out?
Not saying we were enjoying it.
Were you lying out in a bikini beside a pool having a little swim every 30
days.
Minutes or so because you were too warm?
My bikini days are behind me, Tara, as you well know.
Jim.
No, was it absolutely fantastic, was it?
Yeah, and it was lovely, really relaxing break. I'm sitting here this morning going, why didn't I take the week? But it was lovely to come home to nice weather as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the next few days here too.
We've got today and tomorrow, I think, and then it gets a bit iffy on Friday or something.
Yeah, apparently so. Showers setting in for the weekend, but it's still going to stay warm, apparently.
Yeah. And it's going to come back as well.
Is it?
Well, so the story goes. Yeah, once Friday's out of the way, I think it starts to get a bit better.
Okay.
So come here, listen, just on the... I don't want to cut straight to the chase or anything, but the whole presents situation. Now, obviously, PJ's in Cork at the moment,
yeah.
So like we don't have to tell him about what you brought back, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Was there anything,
nice
in the bags?
Let's not do that, then.
Oh. Tell anybody?
Yeah.
Right. Are you trying to say that there's not a lot?
Do you know what?
What?
I always bring you back presents. Always.
Okay.
Stop duty free and bring you back a little something nice.
I feel there's a bus coming here.
There is a bus coming here.
Oh my God, Tara!
Because you gave me such a hard time before I went away. I actually made a conscious decision.
Do you know something? Magic Mike is the other side of that window crying.
Are you disappointed I didn't bring you back your toffee fee? Yeah.
I'm
do you know what I'm going to do?
Disgusted.
Do you know what I'll do? Do you know what I'll spend my morning doing in between news bulletins?
What?
I'll book another holiday, so I'll make sure that I bring you back a Brezzy.
Yeah, James Morrison, Wonderful World, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We had Ain't No Love as your Get Up and Go song just ahead of that. It's what, 19, almost 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. Me here live in Dublin and PJ Gallagher live by the banks of the Lee in Cork. Are you still there?
I sure am, yeah. Looking over Cork from the Montanelli Hotel, I am now at the moment. Nice,
excellent.
I've even put a pair of strides on.
Have you? Thank God for that, because it's something. It was getting a
underpantses.
Bit... Underpantses, right, okay. Well, because it was getting a bit concerning for everybody. A few of the texts that are coming in. Rusty, who has in brackets a ginger, so you can make of that what you will. Rusty's been on to say, is it true PJ singing What's the Story Morning Glory while parading around in the nude?
I was singing the song about Jesus in the Wardrobe. That's what I was singing, walking around.
Also, Bill in Limerick was on to say, Jim, can you imagine the people in the room next to PJ's this morning? A man in a room, on his own, doing impressions. I know I'd want to be moved.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they are very moved. I'd say they're emotionally quite moved in a very good way. I'd say they can't believe they're getting to hear. Well,
Jesus in the wardrobe.
I don't know. Because, yeah, I mean, in fairness, do you know what I mean? Who'd want to miss such an amazing rendition?
Absolutely. Also, thankfully, you have put some clothes on because Margaret and Fermoy was getting a bit frisky there. She was.
Oh, japers,
yeah,
Margaret.
Yeah, she's texting in. I wish I was in the Montanotti Hotel.
Oh. Good. God, blimey, Margaret.
Yeah, steady on, Margaret. For God's sake, it's not even a quarter to seven in the morning.
Japers, have a cold shower there and shove a lighted newspaper in your bottom. That's what they do to dogs, isn't it?
When do they? Isn't
that what they used to do? Well, you know when your dog would be all. Remember years ago when your dog would be having a little how's it going with another dog? Remember that?
Right.
And you'd be there going, Jesus, and people would get all upset by it. I don't know why people got upset. It's just dogs being dogs, but they'd be like, stop that, you dirty thing. And they'd be like lighting the end of a newspaper or throwing a bucket of water over them or something.
Like, whatever about a bucket of water, I've never heard of sticking a lighted newspaper anywhere it shouldn't go.
You should never do it.
Did you just make that up?
You didn't. I might have, yeah, I might have. I thought it was true when I said it.
Or is that what a previous girlfriend has done to you when you were getting a bit amorous? Shoved a lighted newspaper.
She set fire to the Beano and hit me across the backside with it.
Right, some of the other people say hello to Buddy Brennan. Buddy Brennan, you'll be delighted to know, has sent us another photograph, and he's on the lookout for an ugly mug. Dee has been on this morning. She's looking for a bit of advice. I think she might have a loo issue. Might be best to leave that one alone. So, are you yawning down there?
Jeeper. I am, yes, sir. I'm having a lovely time. Yeah, I beg your pardon. Sorry if my enjoying myself is getting in the way of your show. Jeepers! I mean, you get very ratty sometimes, don't you? Jeez, a fella has a quick yawn while he's lying next to a lovely bed and you're all of a sudden upset like you should be at work.
Yeah, that's a shocker, isn't it? Derek, the taxi driver, big Villa fan. He's very happy about Villa going through into the playoff final last night.
Oh, what an amazing penalty shootout there with the baggies. Yeah, very good. Delighted for them now,
I have to
say.
Did you watch it, what did you get to do last night? Were you wandering around Cork?
No, it was very late when I got down, to be honest with you. I just got delayed, and then by the time I hit the road, sure, it was, I don't know, 8 o'clock or something, so I got in just in time to watch the end of the penalty shootout, and that was, when I say the end of the penalty shootout, was the end of the match, so I saw that, and that was about it.
All right.
But, you know what I mean, it was very good, though. I have to say, I'm delighted for Aston Villa. I don't really know why.
I think...
You know what I mean? It's just that...
I think it's the Dec Pierce thing. Do you know that? I think that's what it is. I think it's
it is.
Because just the
I think it
Dec's
is.
A mate of ours, I think we just, you know, sure, why not?
I suppose so, yeah. And they used to be, you know, Paul McGrath and all those greats played for Aston Villa, and so nobody great ever did anything for West Brom, did they? There's always just been a shower of weirdos with the stripes the wrong way around.
Anyway, listen, so the story is we have you till 8 o'clock this morning, then you've got it, then you're being collected by your posh car to go off to your trailer or whatever and... Do whatever they have to do. What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm rinsing me cup. I'm very busy.
Unbelievable.
Jeez.
What is he like? You do know. Has the term professionalism ever been used in your company at all?
No.
Right. Well, listen. I'll just tell everybody what's going on. We have PJ until 8 o'clock this morning before he gets collected and goes off to his rehearsals. So in that time, we are going to try and squeeze in the hit bit. That's definitely on the way between now and 8 o'clock, so we'll give you a shot at that to win 820 quid, I think it is today.
820 euro, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to participate in that, are you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Wouldn't want to miss out on the old hit bit,
yeah.
I'll try and do my song as well and time it from here.
And also, just in case it gets in the way of you, I don't know, ironing something or washing up or anything.
No, I might do is try and do the hit bit song with a mouth full of egg. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Lovely.
But sure, maybe we'll have a go at that.
Are you going to get room service?
Another new feature for the show.
Are you going to get room service?
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'll definitely do that. Yeah, I'll do that right in the middle of the hit bit there to keep me occupied.
Right. Well, look, we'll squeeze that in, and who knows what else we'll squeeze in between now and then. We'll also have the Madness tickets for you to win as well, a bit after PJ has long since departed for his posh car. What's he... Oh, for God's sake, right. Look, I'm going to have to let him go. I don't know what he's doing now.
It's the coffee machine. What's the coffee machine? I was rinsing the cup and now I'm making a coffee.
Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 15th of May. It's just 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. Quick shout out to Paul, the Villa fan. Obviously a very happy bunny this morning after the results last night. Good to have you back, Paul. We got a good morning from Kazakhstan this morning. Kazakhstan says good morning to Ireland. Dia texted in. Actually, our own PJ Gallagher is on his travels, of course. We're live in Dublin. Magic Mike and myself here in Dublin, as always, at HQ. But PJ is by the banks of the lovely Lee in Cork this morning, getting ready for the start of rehearsals for the brand new series of Young Offenders. Dia is your old mate from the DIY Challenge, isn't she?
She absolutely is, yeah. She's back in Kazakhstan, is she?
Yeah.
Hanging out. Oh, I'll tell you something. I don't know where I'd prefer to be. I think I'd prefer Cork. Like, no, I don't want to like take a slight at Kazakhstan or anything. I'm sure it's a lovely place, but you know what I mean? Be a bit far away and all, wouldn't it?
Listen, there's a couple of things before we get into it. There's a couple of things that I have to run by you. Jay in Cork reckons he missed his turn off the motorway in Rotterdam Port because he was laughing at the idea of you being slapped with a burning Beano by an ex-girlfriend. So, and he also, apparently Rusty, who texted in earlier on, wants to know what your issue with gingers is.
I don't have an issue with them. It's the world is picking on them. I don't know why that happens. It's like, I don't know, if I could cure them all, I would.
Cure? Right.
You know,
I'm sure Ginger, I'm sure Rusty feels a lot better.
Well, there you go, Rusty. I mean, obviously you got the name Rusty because you look like something that happened to a bicycle over time. But hopefully one of these days we'll be able to find a way to make that not happen anymore.
Excellent. Right, listen, and then just finally, right, also, you are now wearing clothes, are you?
I'm semi-clothed, yeah. I'm semi-clothed at the moment, I have a few bits and pieces
on. Are you
on.
Going around in your undercrackers?
I am very much in undercrackers,
right,
yeah. And I have to say, it's the best way to... I can't believe I can't do the show like this every day. I think I might start, actually, just wander into you in the old undercrackers, striding around the place. You know what I mean? There'll be no one else there, only you and Mike, anyway.
Baldy Tony was on, your mate from the RNLI, and he wants to know whether or not you nicked those jocks from another hotel guest.
No, these are definitely my own. Got them in a pack of five.
Excellent, excellent. Right, well listen, PJ live from Cork this morning, as I say. We have him until 8 o'clock before he heads off to start rehearsals for the new series of Young Offenders. But while you're down there, you sent out your butler, because you've got your car coming for you at 8, obviously. You sent out your butler.
I sure did.
The butler that you get with the suite that you stay in the Montanotti Hotel, to get some papers in, yeah? What have you found?
Oh, have you seen the story? I love this fella, right? As you may have really guessed from me this morning, right? I found out that God doesn't really love a tryer, Jim. That's you. He loves a chancer. That's me. And I think that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we've gotten to the bottom of that. And I found this fella has to be one of the greatest chancers of all. He's a 27-year-old man in South Africa. And he's been arrested now, unfortunately. Totally undeservedly arrested, because the man's basically a genius. Because he was going into the local KFC in South Africa. And he was disguising himself as a taster from head office. And he was eating so much of this stuff every day that he's eventually been caught. Looks like he's going to go to jail. But he was eating there every single day. And not only was he disguising himself as a taster, he had a fake badge done up. And he also had a friend who worked in a limousine company. And he used to get the limousine friend to drop him around. And he'd come in, take notes as he was eating all the free chicken, give out to people, scoff as much free chicken as he could, and says, "I'm going to be back next week, and you lot better have cleaned up your act." And I have to say, if ever there was a victimless crime, this is it. The man not only fed himself for free, not only turned up with a free limo, not only wore a suit, he probably, and let's be honest, improved the service in the local KFC free of charge.
You're right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
In fairness, he was providing a service to the community. How long did he get away with it for, though?
Oh, they're still trying to figure it out, aren't they? Because it's a year is what they say at the moment, but it's looking like it could be more, because employees are saying that the con man has been coming in for so long that they all got to know him, not only in that branch, but in branches all around the city. So we think it's a year, but it could be longer than that. He used to come in, right, and he'd run straight into the kitchen, start checking everything and taking notes, and then he'd sample all the things straight away, take samples of anything he wanted. The thing is as well, He's now getting quite a following on social media, so there's a campaign to keep him free. So if he goes to jail, they're saying, I hope there's a legends section in the jail next to solitary, because this lad deserves everything he gets. The guy is brilliant. Like, he's literally, he made the quality assurance branch of KFC better than it ever would have been.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In
and
fairness,
you know,
he did.
It just proves the point, because, and you'll know this better than anybody, it proves the point that when you just look sort of official, right, get yourself a clipboard. There's probably nothing you can't do in the world if you've got a clipboard and a bit of a look of officialdom off you. As you well know from many a naked camera kind of sketch.
Yeah, I didn't even have a clipboard. I just had a shiny suit in one of those newspapers. But it just shows you a bit of confidence, isn't it? A bit of confidence to take gets you anywhere. I mean, like, there you go, Jim. I'd say, you know, on the general confidence factor, right? You'd say, look at you and me, right?
Right.
You're not mad about yourself. You're always giving out to yourself, right?
Right.
There you are, in work. Right, you're in a studio on your own, right?
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Turning up and pressing all the buttons. Now, I'm currently lying in bed, semi-clothed, on the phone, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, like, let's be honest, I'm the least talented person of the crew, and I'm having the best time.
So I think,
you know what I mean, confidence is key.
Right, so that's it. So if you want to end up in a posh hotel with people sending cars for you and all that sort of stuff and basically lying around and getting paid for it, you're saying confidence is the key to unlock that particular treasure chest.
You have two choices in life. You can be, you know, talented like you, Jim, and do your job and knuckle down, right?
Right.
And be semi-rewarded for it. Or you can be a complete and utter spoofer, lie around in your jocks all day, you know what I mean? And then pick up your free breakfast at the end. I know which road I'm going to travel. I'm going with the road less travelled here, Jim.
Oh, you're the man.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, you can't touch this. MC Hammer here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. PJ live in Cork this morning. You are still alive, aren't you?
I'm still alive and well, yeah. Thanks very much for asking, Jim. It's about time you checked in on me, thanks.
I spoke to you literally 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I got lonely. What are you going to do about
Unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable. Right, listen, a couple of quick shout-outs, right? We got to say happy birthday to Mary Murphy from our old pal Anthony Pickford. He's looking for
how are you, Anthony?
A couple of the hothouse flowers. We'll get some hothouse flowers on for you. Somebody wants us to give a big shout-out to Leeds because they're in action tonight, of course, against Derby in the other semi-final.
Yeah, come on, Leeds. Really want Leeds to get promoted. It will be no crack if they don't get relegated again next year. So come on, Leeds, do it tonight.
Also, a quick shout out to Pat and Paddy, who are flying around in the Ozo bin truck in Talla, running amok apparently. So hi to you, boys. And also, listen, you better be careful, PJ Gallagher. Margot is in Cork, and she's seriously contemplating taking a day off to go hunting for you. She says she'd love an old squeeze off you.
Jeepers. That sounds almost like it's a threat, is it?
I tell you something. I don't know. You seem to have gotten the women of Cork fierce frisky this morning. We had Margaret earlier on, and there's Margot now. You want to be careful, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
Look at Jim getting all jealous now. It's mad, isn't it? Mad the way he gets all, what's it called? Territorial, is it?
Somebody
going mad now. I'll get a squeeze off somebody else for a change.
Somebody's been on to say, why does PJ sound like he's in Australia?
I don't know why that is. There's something. It's like a weird delay or something, is there? I don't know. I keep like talking over Jim or something. Sure, what's new?
And also, Tracy and Galway's been on to say, PJ, you may have a hotel room in Cork, but don't forget that Jim lives in the magical land of Narnia.
Well, this is very true.
Yeah.
That's true. I've looked and I still can't find a unicorn in Cork City.
Have you tried going through that wardrobe? You know the wardrobe you have that has Jesus in it?
Yeah, I'm going to open that up now and I'll have a route around. At the moment it looks kind of empty, but maybe I'll close the doors behind me.
Right, PJ live in Cork this morning, getting set for the start rehearsals for the brand new series, The Young Offenders, which will hopefully be on air before the end of the year. We're going to catch up with him again. We'll be chatting to him on and off through the course of the morning. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Rod Stewart, Ronald Isley, This Old Heart of Mine here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 21 and a half minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way for €820 if you fancy it. 087-188-0008. ClassicHits.ie if you want to have another listen to it and see all the previous guesses. But if you want to have a play, 087-188-0008. Quick shout out to the Kilkenny Hillbillies. To Kevin and Graham, they're drilling on the Dodder Banks, enjoying the sunshine. Thanks for that, boys. And also, let me see, Paul's been on to say there's a truck broken down on the M60/M1 roundabout northbound. It's slow on approach, according to Paul. Cheers for that as well, Paul. Now, our very own PJ Gallagher, of course, is live in Cork this morning, headed down to Cork because rehearsals begin very shortly for the brand new series of The Young Offenders. And they'll be rehearsing today. Filming starts very soon, and hopefully we'll see it on screen very soon as well. So what's your day hold, PJ? What's going to be happening today then?
Well, this is it. I'm getting connected now at 8 o'clock. So I'll be jumping into the car and taking off to my, I was going to say secret location. I think it's just secret just to me because I haven't found out where we're going yet. And then we'll be doing our, we're doing some script read-throughs. So we've got to go through the script. This final script has arrived for episode one, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll be reading through that as a group together. And then I might head off to the wardrobe department. So it means I have to have me shave, get put into me Barry Walsh clothes and get looked at, make sure I have the mustache and hair right and everything. And then we're doing the same tomorrow, but with episode two. So it's going to be a busy couple of days, really.
Cool. And when you get back here on Friday morning, then will you be in full Barry Walsh mode? Will you have been groomed to be full Barry Walsh?
I certainly hope not, but yeah, that is looking likely. Yeah, so I'll be back like looking like looking like an elf again. That's great, isn't it? Nothing better than when I have a wave in me hair and an odd face. I mean, I know of an odd face at the best of times. You don't have to rub that one in, but yeah, I know. But like, I look even odder when I'm in the full Barry Walsh mode. So yeah, so, it should be like that on Friday.
Will all the gang be there? Yeah, will all the boys and girls, the whole cast, kind of be gathered now, or is it just those that are involved in the first couple of episodes?
I think everybody's in the first episode anyway, so we should all be here. So it'd be gas seeing the two lads as well, Chris and Alex, considering that they now look about 42. They've done so much growing up, so it'll be mad looking that they have to still be like 16 year olds or something in the show. I don't know what they're going to do. The wardrobe department are going to have their work cut out. They'll have to be shaved from head to toe. That sounds a bit weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they'll have to say sort them out and everything. I'm looking forward to it.
It's kind of like a bit of a reunion for you, isn't it? It's like kind of like that. It's everybody coming back for like a little reunion nearly when you all kind of hook up again.
Yeah, but here's the mad thing, because it's like it's actually 2 years since we did the series when you think about it.
Wow.
Because there was such a long break from the series, and then we did the Christmas special, and now we're coming back to do the series again. So we haven't seen each other really as a group for a very long time, since like October. When did we do this? We actually filmed the Christmas show in the summer last year, didn't we? July or August or something.
Yeah.
So it's gone. Yeah, so we haven't seen each other. So it's been a big long break. So it has, big long break.
And listen, how long a day is it going to be? Because what I really want to find out is now, what's the story later on this evening now? Do you have to behave when you're doing these rehearsals? Or will you and the lads and whoever else be heading out on the Cork town tonight?
Oh, that'd be a terrible thing to do. Yeah, that'll be happening, yeah. I'd say so, yeah. So expect plenty of pictures, Jim, of lovely food and fizzy drinks.
I'm just wondering whether we should advise the people of Cork to be on the lookout for, albeit you'll be, to recognise you will be interesting, I suppose, with your funny moustache and your wavy hair when the time comes, if you've had a job done by the wardrobe department. It's just the idea of and the boys wandering around Cork tonight. I'd say that'd be a sight to behold for anybody who might be out having a fizzy and enjoying the sun.
Well, it might be, considering I could be well walking around with a pair of beige slacks. So, that'll be some sight, wouldn't it? I tell you, that's the only downside, is having to walk around in beige slacks and those ridiculous jumpers, but that's grand. That's the summer for me.
And listen, come here, I wonder, should we offer a prize, I'm just thinking now, to anybody who does spot you while you're on your travels in Cork?
How would you do that? That's just you trying to isolate me now so I can't go out.
What prize
would you give? Like ugly mugs?
Yeah, who knows? You know, I'm just wondering, is there an opportunity to do a bit of PJ Gallagher spotting for the people of Cork?
I'm sure there is, yeah. I've nothing to give them myself, though. I'm not going to give them like fivers around. That'd be too scaldy of me. I wouldn't be able for that. I should only give €2 for confirmations.
Really, what I'm just trying to do is make sure that you get plagued for selfies as the day goes on, really. That's part of what I'm trying to do. Just make sure people are constantly wandering up to you and asking for selfies.
Well, I don't mind. You know me, Jim, I love a bit of attention. I love a bit of attention. If you're going to ask me for a selfie, just make sure and rub me on the back and say, you're a great fella, really.
Right, Right, well, listen, you sit tight because we're about to take on the hit bit, right? We're going to drag Magic Mike into the studio. You're going to stick with us, aren't you, so that you can give your version of... are you going to do the song from Cork?
Oh, I'll try, yeah. I'll definitely try.
Right, cool. Okay, so we'll be going to PJ Live and Cork Magic Mike will be joining us in studio. Hit bit on the way.
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit bit.
Hit bit.
That actually worked. You know, so the delay worked in your favour there.
Oh, I did a brilliant, yeah. You see, things are going pretty good. €820 cost on the hit bit this morning, that's what we have here. And all, of course, for the person who can just tell us what bit of a hit is this. He's got the delay one way or the other. So what bit of a hit is this? Oh, what classic hit bit thing is that from the classic hit bit? You know what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
€820. But I've no screens for me this morning, so you're going to have to take over now and tell us who's going
to
play.
No problem. Right, so first up to have a chat with us, Rob Collins. How are you doing, Rob? He's in Dublin this morning. What's the story with you, Rob?
How's it going, lad? Tell tricks.
All good, all good. PJ's live from Cork this morning, so you can expect... It sounds like he's live in Australia, to be honest with you. But he's live in Cork this morning.
Cork's too short away. You should be in Australia.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Rob. It's nice to be appreciated, I have to say. That's lovely of you, yeah.
And, of course, Magic Mike is here, ready to go. He's with his puntastic puns.
Absolutely ready, as always, Jim.
So he's good to go. Right, Rob, let's try and do this. Let's try and give you the cash. €820. What are you going for?
Go easy on me if it's wrong, but S Club 7, reach for the stairs.
S Club 7.
Oh, what a song.
Did you get a sense there that Rob was a little bit sort of like, yeah. Now, not that I listened to S Club 7 himself or anything. Yeah. I come in. It was obviously one of my kids said it to me.
Anyway,
yeah,
Rob,
yeah, he's doing it for someone else. It's someone else's guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rob, unfortunately, it's not right. But as I say to everyone, keep going. Have another go. Like, don't stop. Never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Come on, sing it with me, Rob.
No, you're
out. Oh. Rob is slinking away there now. We've outed him as an S Club 7 fan. Anyway, listen, Rob, good effort. Keep at it. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Thanks a million. Bye
good
bye.
Luck. Bye-bye. Right, Anne-Marie Collins is in Clare this morning. Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. PJ, say hello to Anne-Marie.
Hi, Anne-Marie. What's the crack? How are you up to today?
I'm just heading to work now in Limerick, PJ. How are you getting on?
I'm all right. I'm actually closer to you than you are to the lads this morning. Yeah, it's not bad, this part of the world this morning. Sure it isn't.
No, it's lovely, actually. The sun is trying to come out, so it's going to be a good day.
Good stuff. Right, well, listen, Anne-Marie,
let's try
and give you the cash.
In Dublin now.
What are you going to go for?
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Right. Kind of appropriate, Mike. Kind
good
of appropriate.
Tune. Absolutely. You know where this is going, lads. This is all just Dire Straits. No Money for Nothing for you, Anne-Marie. Sorry.
No problem.
Unlucky, Anne-Marie. Listen, have a good day.
Angie, thanks a million.
Take
bye.
Care. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so no Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, no S Club 7, Reach for the Stars. I have to say, I enjoyed that little rendition of S Club 7 there from Mike.
By the way,
I have to say it was pretty good going, in fairness, wasn't it? Not bad at all. And they're talking about Money for Nothing, lads. I have to start to get moving now, you know what I mean? I'm nearly getting picked up in a little bit.
Yeah. Don't stop moving. Sorry, come on. Anyway, yeah, look, so PJ's out of here now. He's off gallivanting. His car is waiting with the chauffeur and all that sort of stuff. He's wandering out in his dressing gown, heading off to start rehearsals for the Young Offenders, the next series. And we'll catch up with you again tomorrow, I assume, will we?
You got it, Jim. Money for Nothing, sausage rolls for free. I'm about to step into the big bad world today. You know the way it is.
All right.
I'll be with you tomorrow anyway, as per usual.
And Mike, can we offer anything? If somebody does a bit of PJ spotting this evening, if you get a selfie with PJ somewhere out in Cork.
Oh, if you get a selfie with PJ in Cork today, you'll get an ugly mug for sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'll post one out.
Yeah, so we can't give away your exact location, PJ, can we?
No, but that's going to be so weird now. If anyone asks for a selfie, you have to ask for their address. It's going to be like I'm trying to follow them home.
No, they just have to send the selfie in to us on WhatsApp and we'll know.
Oh, Jay, yeah, that makes more sense now.
Yeah. Tell you what, PJ, listen, you leave the thinking to us. You go and have a good day, okay?
I have a sausage here with your name on it, Jim.
Right, good luck. There you go. PJ Gallagher live in Cork this morning, as I say, there because the start of the Young Offenders rehearsals for the Young Offenders, the brand new TV show. We'll catch up on them again tomorrow. You, on the other hand, Mike, you've got to do the job of two men from here on in.
Yes, I do. And I have a great story for you after eight, actually, Jim.
Nice one, nice one.
I'll tell you how you know you're successful in work.
Yeah, you get to do your job from a hotel room in Cork, is that what it is? And you have a chauffeur waiting for you to
exactly.
bring you somewhere else.
That's just this.
All right, all on the way after eight, stick around.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify, Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com.
Classic hits.
Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. We were chatting to PJ live from Cork up until 8 o'clock. And then, of course, he had to go. The reason he's in Cork, the start of the Young Offenders, the rehearsals, rather, for the Young Offenders. Filming will be starting very soon and you'll see the brand new series on our screens in the not-too-distant future. Magic Mike has jumped in with us, so he's going to take care of business.
Yeah, poor PJ, by the way. Can I just say that?
Poor PJ, I mean.
No, I know you're saying that, but like, he did get a day off, and then we dragged him up out of bed at 10 to 6 in the morning.
Well, technically, yes. It's going to be a very long day for him. Couple of quick ones, just before we get stuck into it. Happy birthday to our son, Kevin Riley. So, happy birthday to you, Kevin. I think that's your mum Linda who's been on to wish you that. Could you wish Niley good luck on his new job today? Niley, have a fantastic one. What else have we got? Somebody saying, "Ah, PJ, I wouldn't bother. If it's anything like the Christmas special, you're only wasting your time at this stage."
Harsh.
That's almost a shame he's not on. I would have loved to have read that to him. Right, what else have we got? Somebody else. Oh, there's somebody else want. Ah, here we go. There we go. Guys, please wish Adam Keogh in Green Hills happy Confirmation Day, and all the boys and girls in the Holy Spirit School in Green Hills have a fantastic day as well.
This is the season, obviously, for confirmations.
Going to be a lot of it about. Yeah, I mean, PJ's going to have to hang on to his €2.
Yeah,
there'll be people hunting it down.
Have you ever been a sponsor for one of those?
No, actually.
Why not?
Have I ever?
I was. Jim,
you know something? I've probably offended somebody. It's probably one of my nieces or nephews that I've done that for.
Well, you'd remember.
I've completely forgotten.
You probably remember it. You have to be up at the altar and you have to sort of put the hand on the shoulder and all that sort of stuff. If that still goes on now. But anyway, let's not dig a hole for you, Jim. let's not dig a hole.
You've probably highlighted yet again my failings in that regard. But anyway.
Here. Speaking about failings or not, right, I've got the 20 signs here of success in the workplace.
Right.
Do you want to finally know if
that,
you're...
Why, do I want to finally have it proved that I'm a failure?
No, right. You could be a very successful person in Classic Hits, Jim, according to these 20 signs, right?
Really?
Yeah, they've done a study, a poll, in fact, of 2,000 office workers. I suppose this isn't really like office work per se, right?
Yeah, we do
work in an office, so let's jump in. And it tells you if you're successful or not, according to these 2,000 people.
Right.
Now, I might leave the whole wage thing till the end because I don't want to dampen spirits too early.
Oh, okay. It's one of them, is it?
Well, it's not.
You're grossly underpaid, Jim.
It's not an astronomical amount, but it's a lot of money,
right?
According to these people, if you're successful or not. But flying first class and having your name on the office door are among the signs of success in the workplace, according to this new study, right?
Right. Well, considering they actually took our names off the little clock thing here.
Oh, are they gone, are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a good sign.
It used to come up to tell you who was on the air.
Yeah.
And they took our names off it.
Oh, is that gone? Is this?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
That's actually a reverse of having your name on the office door.
But you are on a website, so that's got to be something. Right,
okay. Does it say, is that one of the signs?
Although I don't know if that is on the website anymore. I'm not too sure. This is getting a bit awkward, right? 20 signs, everybody. Listen up. This is if you're successful in the workplace, right?
Okay.
People ask for your opinion on important decisions, Jim.
Never happens. Nobody's ever said, "What does Jim think about it?" Never happens.
Does someone not ever come to you and go, "Jim, quick one for you, right? What do I do in this scenario, or how do I do this?" Or
in here?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. That's one down. Good, 19 to go.
If somebody runs into a problem in here, they generally go, Jim.
You wouldn't mind.
Do you know where Mike is?
Jim, you wouldn't mind stepping out for a second, would you?
Yeah. Get out of the way.
You have your own office, which is kind of true. You have the studio for 4 hours a day.
Oh, right. I'm the lend of a studio for 4 hours a day.
You have a good work-life balance.
I it's not bad now, to be fair. Right. Yeah, yeah, no, I'll take that one.
You can take, right, okay, I think we know where we're going here. You can take 35 or more days annual leave a year, which is not true.
No, 35, wow.
35, yeah, who gets 35?
Tara Duncan
Not looking at anyone in the newsroom.
Tara gets 235.
An excellent pension. People ask your advice on a daily basis. That's another one there. We've already covered that. You have influence over hiring and firing decisions.
Not a snowball's.
But we're kind of 7 or 8 in, and I think this is a terrible life for anybody.
So far all I've managed is a half decent work-life balance.
I had one scenario where I was involved in hiring people. A couple of scenarios where I've been involved in hiring people. And I know this doesn't sound massively professional and won't do my career any good, but I didn't like it, I have to say.
Didn't like the idea of having to hire or fire somebody?
I just felt really
hiring would be okay. Firing's awful.
Firing, no way I'd be able to do that.
Yeah,
there are a couple
of
people in here that can do that, and I don't know how they live themselves.
Yeah.
But but also, hiring people is, I find it a traumatic experience, I have to say.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just I feel sorry for people. I want to give everyone the job. You have it. You have the job. You have the job. So
that's not what he says when he comes into us, I can tell.
Flexible working areas. Choose whether you work from home.
Well, that's out. Unless you're PJ Gallagher and you can lie in your jocks in a bed in Montanotti Hotel.
Unbelievable. To think he was in his jocks doing the hit was nauseating.
At least better than when he was in the nude.
That's true. Now, Jim, I think we're not doing so well here. I'll just read you one or two more because I'm not going to get through the whole thing.
Because basically
20.
You're depressing me. That's what you've done now.
You can be your own boss. That's kind of true. You can.
Hang a second. I answer to you. I answer to PJ. I answer to Andy Bad News. I'm not even close to being my own boss.
I'll read you three more. You were invited to join senior management for a regular lunch and regular lunches and trips to the pub.
Never, ever happens. And I hope it never will.
Well, you came to the pub the last day when we all went for...
That was like a staff do.
Oh, dear, no, you weren't invited to that. you are the person the boss confides in daily, and you can quit and still be welcome back if you want to return. That one says. So that's
it. Literally, that's... What did I get? Did I manage one of those?
I wonder if there's anyone out there who actually fits the bill on all of those. But can I just say, I'll reiterate the point.
And what was the money thing, by the way?
The money thing is, you'll have to do a bit of a conversion for me here. £78,000 this goes with.
Sterling?
£78,500, which is what? Like 80...
I have no idea.
80 odd grand euro.
Thanks.
Anywho.
Thanks for that, Mike.
I still think, though.
Waking up happy, eh?
I still think the most successful job is if you're not approached by anyone. Don't get invited into boring meetings and earn a half decent living.
Yeah. Well done. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Yeah, Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way. Here at Classic Hits just after 20 past 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike is in with us this morning because PJ, of course, we were chatting to him earlier live from Cork. Getting ready for a brand new series of The Young Offenders. We'll be chatting to him again tomorrow morning. We were chatting to him from about 6 this morning. As Mike did point out, to be fair, we actually did kind of, you know, he could have had a lie on. He was only starting work at sort of 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And we woke him up at like...
Yeah, but so what?
Quarter to six.
He was lying around in the nude for a while talking to us on the phone, for God's sake. Work at all.
You're dead right, Jim.
Unbelievable.
Right.
JP's been on. If possible, lads, can you wish my wife, better half, a happy birthday today? 35 years young is Lindsay. Lindsay, have a brilliant day. What are you doing with that JP camera is the question. Your whole life's ahead of you, Lindsay.
Is JP only around that age? You don't want to be prying into their personal lives here.
I don't know, actually. See, that's the thing on the text. You never quite know with people. Yeah. They never give you life details like that.
Yeah, didn't know JP was in around that age. Maybe he's not. Maybe they have like a distance of age thingy thing.
Right, I like where we've gone with that. Poor old JP. Anyway, Lindsay, have a great birthday today. And also, hi lads, can you please wish Jade from Bray in County Wicklow a huge happy 6th birthday today. So Jade, you have a ball. Enjoy it. Right, you ready to do this? It is our Madness competition. As you know, we have tickets to go along and see Madness along with the Lightning Seeds and Something Happens. They're one of three concerts that are happening on the June Bank Holiday weekend. Three open-air summer gigs announced for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. The other ones being Deacon Blue with Basement Jack's DJ set in Stereo MCs. That's the 31st of May. The 2nd of June, Primal Scream, The Charlatans, The Fun Loving Criminals. Tickets on sale for all of those. And, of course, the one that we have, Madness, Lightning Seeds and Something Happens on the 1st of June. As I say, tickets on sale for that. And it's all about who's in the House of Fun.
Yeah, so we've a new laugh for you, okay? And this comes from... I'm going to give you a little clue here because it's kind of difficult.
Right.
But it's... put it this way. We'll take either the actor or the character.
Brilliant.
Sorry that this needs so much explaining, but there are a good few people laughing in it, but there's the main character that you will hear mostly is the one we're looking for.
So you're saying there's multiple people having a laugh.
Yeah.
Pick one,
but
and it's the right one.
Yeah, but he starts talking in it, and it goes on for a while, you'll hear.
Okay.
Anyway, what's that being, the character or the actor?
087-188-0008, we need your name, and who is this in the House of Fun?
In exactly 5 days, we will be $100 billion richer.
It's a bit like what I do, one of my puns, and there's a big laugh, and then it's a.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's easier than you were setting it up to
do
be.
Do you reckon?
Like,
I never know. Yeah.
I think it's obvious who the main character in that is. So whether it's the character's name or the actor's name you want to give us, if you fancy getting your hands on those Madness tickets, give us your name and theirs and send it into 087-188-0008. Natalie and Brulie and Torn here are Classic Hits. It's almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way if you fancy us. Lovely trip to Helsinki, courtesy of Finnair, up for grabs. 087-188-0008 if you think you can take it on and have a play. On the way, what have we got? Yeah, breakfast table quiz. Oh, the winners, that's what it is. That's what I'm thinking of. The winners for the Madness tickets. Magic Mike is in studio. He's got the names of the people who are going to be heading along to see Madness alongside the Lightning Seeds and Something Happens on the 1st of June. Part of three summer concerts, open air concerts being planned for Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend. Sure.
We had a celebrity laugh. Well, it was from a movie, of course, and it's from Austin Powers, and it was Dr. Evil, of course, doing the laugh, which was a great movie, by the way. And the winners, those who identified it correctly and were picked out, are Hazel Murphy and John Doyle. So well done to you too.
Nice one. So we would have taken Dr. Evil or Mike Myers.
Yeah, yeah.
Either
lots
one.
Of people, yeah, lots
cool.
of people are sending in both.
Tickets available for those three gigs, of course, 31st of May, 1st of June, 2nd of June. The Madness tickets are the ones we have. There's all sorts of other stuff going on. Deacon Blue and the Charlatans and Primal Scream and Stereo MCs and all that sort of stuff. Tickets on sale at the moment for the summer open air concerts on Dunleary Pier, June Bank Holiday weekend.
Take your fish and chips and your snack boxes, throw them out the door, Jim, because
it's the end
is nigh for the food that you would usually have. Reading this story in the paper today kind of has me slightly grossed out, but I think I'm gonna be okay because of the stuff we've eaten here in studio actually before, all the kind of wild and weird and wondrous stuff. So the headline reads, insects, jellyfish and DIY meat will be a staple diet in 30 years. Now you have 30 years to hang on,
right?
I have
a sneaky suspicion it's not going to affect me that much.
But it is changing. Like, we keep hearing these stories about how our diet is going to
change. The insects thing is definitely becoming a...
big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Asia in particular, it's already kind of popular.
Yeah.
So when we kind of run out of food, because, you know, it's not a bottomless pit or whatever, we're going to have to start eating things like jellyfish, which are in abundance, apparently. I'll read you the story anyway. It says,
what's the jellyfish taste like now? I know you're going to say, well, I don't know, I haven't had one. But
well, I did have, and I felt very guilty about it, can I just say. I did have octopus before.
Right.
Which I'd imagine is...
Why did you feel guilty about it?
They're very clever things.
All right.
I didn't feel guilty about it until I saw Blue Planet 2. Have you seen what they do? They're incredibly clever things.
Are they not just very big calamari?
That is true from a taste perspective. But I saw this one octopus,
right?
Not with my own eyes, but on Blue Planet 2. And it was being attacked by a shark. And with all its little tentacles, it grabbed a load of shells.
And covered itself
stuck
up.
Stuck them onto him and made a shield out of it.
Yeah.
Come on, I can't eat that anymore.
Obviously, you know, that wasn't the one you asked because he was stupid enough to get caught.
Ah, shit.
Other than that.
Harsh. Our food is said to change radically over the next 30 years, with fried jellyfish served as chips, pasta sauce made from insects, and packs of grow-your-own meat. Apologies to those tucking into their breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Diets will have to change as the world looks for more sustainable sources of nutrition. Jellyfish are in abundance, it says, full of iron, vitamin B12 and magnesium, and will be a staple by 2050, along with 3D printed snacks. Yeah, 3D printed snacks. So
see, I have to confess, that goes straight over my head. You know, the whole 3D printer thing anyway,
yeah,
I think is amazing.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's bits of plastic and stuff. But how are you going to... printed snack.
Like, I've tried to print fish and chips here before,
yeah,
and it just didn't work for me. It was just a picture.
The taste
of
the paper is awful.
So, yeah, I don't, it's over my head as well, Jim.
That's weird.
We'll have to get one in here sometime, a 3D printer, and see what the hell it does.
Have you ever seen one in the up close and personal?
No, I've seen stuff on telly before. I saw there was one controversial program a while back where they made a gun, which is obviously very irresponsible. But they actually made a gun out of a printer. I don't know how that worked. It wasn't just a printer. It wasn't just a
picture
of a gun.
No, that's what I'm saying. It is the whole 3D thing. That's the part that's like weird.
But it was a gun that worked. Like,
I mean, the 3D bit is weird enough, but to be thinking you could print something you could then eat.
Yeah, I know. It's, obviously, you have to have the ingredients somewhere. I don't know. I sound stupid. Anyway,
we're really letting the side down here. Talk about showing your ignorance. Oh my God.
Sainsbury's says experiments to create meat in laboratories will have moved to DIY packs found on supermarket shelves. So essentially, we're looking at flat pack food here. So you'll no longer get food that is just ready to rock and roll. You'll actually have to make it up yourself through some sort of weird scientific experiment. So that's the way the world's going, Jim. So.
Brilliant. And how long? 30 years?
30 years, 2050, you're looking at here.
Great. I'll leave that to the rest of you. Thank you very much, Lee.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, our prize this week, all with thanks to Finnair. Fly the short northern route between Europe and Asia via Helsinki. Helsinki's where we want to send you. We're going to send you on a couple of flights to Helsinki. Flights for two from Dublin to Helsinki with Finnair, along with a two-night stay in a superior room in Hotel Katajanikka, Finland's leading boutique hotel. Some extras thrown in there as well. You get free public transport in the whole metropolitan area all around Helsinki. Free entry to major Helsinki museums and sites. Also, gift certificates for a one-day cruise from Helsinki to Tallinn in business class. And Magic Mike, you're going to have to help me out on this.
Go on.
I think the name of the company involved is Tallinksilja.
That sounds about right to me, Joe.
I'm not going to try it again. I'm not going to try it again. Finnair, of course, operating direct flights from Dublin via Helsinki to 20 Asian cities. And they are the only airline that operates direct flights from Dublin to Helsinki. There are 10 weekly flights between Dublin and Helsinki. And they've got one of the most modern fleets in Europe. You'll find all of those details at finnair.ie.
I've actually got a few friends in Finland. I'll check that out with you. Bizarrely, I have friends in Finland. Yeah, I have a good few friends in Finland.
You're very well connected,
really
Magical
strange.
Michael. You are very well connected.
The person going to have a go this morning is Gillian Quinn, and she's in the county where our pal PJ is. She's in County Cork. How are you, Gillian?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad.
Any signs of PJ? Yes, Gillian.
None yet.
Right, okay. Keep your eyes peeled. I'll tell you, that man could show up anywhere. Anywhere.
11 to beat this morning, Gillian. So how are you feeling about that?
A bit nervous. Yeah, I would have done well Monday and not so well yesterday. But obviously, it's a bit harder when you're actually on the phone yourself trying to play.
It's a bit of a challenge, all right. But listen, Gillian, we know you have it in here. We've got, we need 12. But to be honest with you, if you could go even higher, it would be better again. Are you ready to do it?
Yep.
Best of luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Magic Mike has the questions. Here we go.
In the children's book Old Yeller, what type of animal is the title character?
Bear.
A dog. Complete the title of the reality show I'm a Celebrity.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, the people known as Inuits were once commonly known by what name?
Eskimos.
In which European country is the top football division known as Serie A?
Italy.
Which old coin gives its name to a famous Dublin bridge?
Halfpenny.
Which African country's football team are nicknamed the Super Eagles?
Pass.
Nigeria. Which grunge band had the hit single Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Nirvana.
Which Disney film features the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat?
The Aristocats.
With which type of music was Bob Marley associated?
Reggae.
Who delivered the famous I Have a Dream speech in 1963?
Martin Luther King.
Which performer won an Oscar for the song I Just Called to Say I Love You?
Lionel Richie.
Stevie Wonder. Who did Bill Clinton succeed as American president?
George Bush.
Yeah, Marge, Nelson and Ned are characters in which TV comedy?
Simpsons.
Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams were members of what boy band?
Take That.
Name the stuttering pig cartoon character created by Warner Brothers.
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig, well done.
Well done. That sounded like some good scoring to me, I tell you. Well done, Gillian. Here we go. Is it enough? What do we need to beat? 11. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
Well, well done, Gillian. That was deadly. You really kept me on my toes there asking the questions as well. Good on you.
Good stuff. A score of 12 puts you into the lead. Only 2 days left to play, Gillian. Who knows? It might be good enough. You could be heading off to Helsinki. Have you ever been?
No, I'd love to go.
I want to tell you something. This could be your time. This could be your time. Well done, Gillian Quinn in Cork. Good stuff. Have a good day.
That's great. Thank you, Jim.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Roy Orbison, I Drove All Night. Here at Classic Hits, 23 minutes to 10 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, albeit that PJ is in Cork today. We were chatting to him for the first couple of hours of the show, and then he had to go off. Rehearsals beginning for the new series, The Young Offenders. Magic Mike has stepped into the breach. He's been with us through the course of the morning. 087-188-0008, of course, if you want to give us a shout. That bit's always the same, whatever's going on for you. Hopefully you're looking forward to a cracking day. Weather-wise, it should be another belter today.
Looks like it's going to be a cracker. Driving in this morning, actually, for the last three mornings, the sunrise has been spectacular coming in. So you kind of know you're onto a good thing.
That stretch that I come down when you come over the, what do you call those gates that we always cross over, those railway gates things there?
What, the East Link?
No, before you get to there, further back, when you're coming out of Black Rock.
Don't ask me that. Why can't I not remember? I don't frequent that neck of the woods.
I don't know. Blooming hell, why has that escaped me?
Anyway, it's a good sunrise.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you come down by Sandy Mountain, it's absolutely glorious.
Yeah.
You look out to the sea and it's fantastic, the sunrise.
Yeah, no, it's been beautiful. So hopefully today will be another cracker. We had a little barbecue yesterday, actually. Yeah, we had a little throwaway barbecue. Although, I don't know, it's kind of like a fake barbecue, kind of.
Is it with the tin foil jobs? Was it one of them?
No, it's one of those throwaway things. You get them for 3 or 4 euro,
Yeah.
And we stick them on a brick or whatever. And then, but my wife cooks them.
Right.
And then we just lash them on. Do you know what I mean?
To get a little barbecue blast off it.
Yeah, it's not an authentic barbecue.
A lot of people do that. They'll do the kind of, I don't know. They get them 3/4 of the way there in a conventional oven or cooker or whatever, and then lash them on just to get the barbecue flavour off.
Yeah, but that's it. That's basically what you did. Yeah. But you got them all the way there, but we just threw them on for a few minutes, which seemed kind of a waste.
So she basically didn't trust the idea of the barbecue.
And I should also explain as well that I did leave the barbecue in its cardboard box, which I do not advise to anybody.
Oh my God,
I'm not a man's man, Jim. I don't know how to barbecue, right?
You left it.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah, let's set fire to this thing in a cardboard box.
It's in a box, and then you take off the packaging, on the top of it. I lit it, didn't think anything of it, and then I went, God, there's a weird smell off that. And then it said, warning, remove from cardboard box.
By the way, thank you to everybody who's texted in. Say Merrion Gates. Of course it's Merrion.
Oh, the Merrion Gates.
The Merrion Gates. I mean, literally you hear about them all the time in the traffic updates.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I think it's the beginning of the end.
There you go, Jim.
It started, people. It started.
Well, here, will I give you a happy story?
Go on then,
Because I love the headline first and foremost, and it's a great story. Perfect names for pets. Pet owners are taking inspiration from hit films and TV shows like Game of Thrones while naming their furry friends. Now, this is kind of exclusively about cats, right?
Right.
But I also know a lot of people who have named people, like human being children, after movie characters and TV
human
characters.
Human being children. Yeah. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Game of Thrones characters as well.
Yeah.
Like there's one
game. It's a risky strategy, that, isn't it?
Okay, I don't want to give any spoilers away for Game of Thrones because I know people are quite particular, so don't be shutting your ears off, and I'm not going to give away a spoiler. However, all I will say is you need to be very careful about naming a child after Game of Thrones character. If you're only starting to watch it now, let's say, for the first season,
right,
and you're about to have a baby, maybe don't. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Because it's very unpredictable the way the characters go.
But even at that, I mean, like, what kind of characters are we talking? I mean, okay, I mean, the name, like, Cersei or whatever.
Cersei, yeah. Well, that's
not the worst name in the world.
Well, there's a few here. So these are for the cats now I'm talking about here.
But, okay, as opposed to the human being children.
Lyanna, Khaleesi, Sansa and Thor are all in the top 10 names.
You see, that's where... Right, okay, for cats,
there's a cat now, remember.
Right, yeah. But if you were going to go that way with a baby, if you're going to call somebody Thor Murphy,
no.
I mean, you're probably not doing him any favours.
No, come on. No one has named their child Thor, surely.
We'll wait and see.
He
shall
will
we?
Be Thor. Anyway, they're the top 10 names for Irish cats and dogs. Sorry, it does include dogs. Yeah. According to a survey of over 80,000 visitors at Just Cats Clinic in Clonsilla. Anyway, Tigger takes the crown. That's the number one, right? While other traditional favourites like Kitty, Fluffy and Toby still have a rightful place on the list. But here's where it gets good, right? One cat is called Pablo Escobar.
Escobar.
Another
right.
one is called J.K. Growling. There's Harry Potter. And there's Chairman Meow, which, come on, that is good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why those, like, oh my God. I don't know why they tickle me as much as they do. Chairman Meow. So,
by the way, it's...
And Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter is very good. Some celebrity-inspired names also featured on the list, such as Judi Dench and Biggie Smalls.
Judi Dench?
Yeah. And Biggie Smalls.
I'm failing to get the connection.
No, I don't think there is any connection there.
They just wanted a cat called Judi Dench.
They just wanted a cat called Judi Dench, and why not, says he? But I wanted to throw out an ugly mug prize here, maybe.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
If you have, and of course everyone can make it up if you want, but your luck, be truthful. 087-188-0008. If you do have an animal named after an actual character from a TV show or from a movie, pictures would be greatly appreciated as well, by the way.
Right, okay.
So send them in.
So, like, just anything, even if it's not particularly kind of like, it's not a big pawn or it's
no,
just anything.
Matter.
So,
no,
if you've called your cat Tom Cruise or something.
Exactly, yeah, which is a great name when you think about it, isn't it?
I don't know. That's...
Come here, Tom.
Oh, I like somebody just texted in literally just before we finished to say my dog's name is Chewbacca. There you go. 087-188-0008. Destiny's Child, Say My Name. Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Just 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Names is what it's all about. Magic Mike is looking for any kind of pets that are named after famous people, particularly kind of fictional characters, movie characters, big TV characters, that sort of stuff. Somebody says sent in a picture of Bosco, Andrea.
What a
sent
cute
a picture
cat.
Of Bosco.
A cute cat. And do you see the cat kind of has reddish fur on it?
Right.
So I assume that's maybe
the
why
Bosco
they call
connection.
It Bosco. Yeah.
My friend called her dogs. Called her dog, Garth Brooks.
Wow. That's just an obsessed Garth Brooks fan.
Yeah. Wilson, somebody called their pet.
Fantastic. And a picture.
Oh, there's a
Wilson.
Picture of Wilson. Oh, yeah. From Castaway.
Poor PJ. He's missing out on this. He'd be delighted.
Wilson was the name of the ball.
Wilson was the ball. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Cat called El Chapaz.
Okay.
What?
I'm not too sure I get that. That's from Linda, is it?
Yeah, Linda and Tune.
Yeah, a little picture of Elsa.
Somebody else says my granny called her cat Fanny Adams. Was Fanny Adams a famous person?
Fanny Adams was a famous person.
It was a
person.
Fanny Craddock.
I can't think, but I know my mother talks about an auntie she had called Fanny as well.
Right, okay.
It's funny all the time and it shouldn't be.
Stephen the Post, he's been on saying, morning lads, used to have a rabbit called David Hasselhop.
Hey, come on, that's made up.
I hope that's true. What have we got here? My dog's name is Daisy, but my son Harry, his middle name is PJ, after the one and only.
No way.
So out there, so we're getting a so that's it. Like a human has been named after PJ,
hold
as
on.
Opposed to a dog.
No, his dog's
name is Daisy.
Oh, his actual son is his middle name is PJ after PJ Gallagher.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Wow.
Oh my God. I don't know what to. I don't know what to say about that.
I know. I'm nowhere to go on that. I don't know if this really counts. This is Zeus from Anne and Cork.
All right.
Now Zeus is a. You know, obviously there's the god.
The Greek god, yeah.
But still, I suppose as good as any. Let me see. Tina Turner has come in.
This
picture
is great.
Of Tina Turner.
This is great. I'm going to have to put all these on Facebook, by the way. Check back on the Classic Hits Facebook page because everyone's sending in the pictures.
You can understand why they would call
god.
That dog Tina Turner.
It looks like Tina Turner.
Exactly. Well, to be fair now, I mean, you're not being very, you know.
I know. I'm not being very kind to the dog, I know.
Our cat is Simba, as in from The Lion King.
Nice one, yeah.
Very good. What is this? I have a dog called Trigger and a cat called Del Boy. Excellent, mate.
From Only Fools and Horses. Love it.
Like
it.
What is this? I have a cat and a dog, both called Dave and Rodney.
Wow.
Wow, look at this. And there's another Del Boy. Big fans of Only Fools.
Wow. I think we're onto a thing here.
So obviously, Only Fools and Horses was the way to go. My dog called Ramsey.
Oh.
I don't get that.
Oh, from
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Who, by the way, is, and I'm not spoiling it again for anyone, but I think at this point, if you don't know that Ramsay is a horrible, evil person,
yeah.
Well, then there's no point in going on with it with the series. But yeah, Ramsay, it's a nice name, but right. He's mad as a box.
And Sharon, who we know, Sharon in Cork.
Sharon.
Winner of Lip Sync Battle and, of course, the brains behind the Forever Young Festival. Her dogs are called Enola Gay, Echo Beach, Ziggy Stardust and Golden Brown.
Of course they are.
Of course. What else could they be? Yeah. Fantastic. 80s tunes. Anyway, 087-188-0008. Magic Mike's going to fly through them. He's going to pick out a winner of an ugly mug as to the favourite name after it. It's just, so it has to be after any famous person, is any, it, of any sort?
Any famous person name. Of any sort. It doesn't matter, yeah. Whether
what
it's
if you've named, like that person, what if you've named your child after somebody famous?
Well, I think, I mean, if that is the truth, that's probably deserves an ugly mug, does it?
But somebody actually, yeah, but it's only their middle name.
The middle name's a cop-out. Who the hell used their middle name except for the bank, maybe? That's it.